to Love Bonds, a podcast that will help you understand, nurture, and repair your romantic relationship. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and here I will harness my years of experience as a relationship and couple counselor to deep dive into the complex challenges of romantic relationships. Let's get started. Today, I'm going to tell you the one thing you can do right now to immediately improve your relationship. It's simple, it's direct, and it has a profound effect on your relationship, and you can do it. And you can do it the moment you stop listening to this podcast. It's very easy to implement, and it has wonderful results. So look, when couples come into my office, I often hear them expressing themselves. I see the back and forth, they're on the sofa, and they'll say things like, she never does this, I can't win with her, or they might speak directly to their partner, you don't understand me, I can't win with you, he doesn't know how that hurts me. It's this kind of talk, and sometimes they look to me to be the referee, or the judge, or the impartial third party that will make a ruling on who's right and who's wrong. But if you look a little closer, take a little deeper look into that, this way that they're speaking to each other or how they're presenting is really, no surprise, adversarial, or not on the same team. They're opposing each other. They can't get it right. They're in pain, and they're saying he, she, you, me, I. All these pronouns are extremely individualistic, and they make a division between one another. This is a problem, this kind of talk. If a couple has this kind of talk, they're really expressing separateness, a division, adversarial. They're not together. So what is the language of people who are together? And this is what I'm suggesting here today. When couples, and it's very interesting actually, as I'm working with them, I can see it almost naturally, this change in their vocabulary, and they start introducing these words, we, us, our. This is the language of a couple that's connected. They almost think in twos. It's almost like their brain and their whole system is tied to the other person in a pretty profound way. So you'll hear couples that are attached, that are very connected. We went there, we decided, that reminds us of a time when we, our family is just like they, it's more they're a unit. And so what I'm suggesting for you today on the one thing you can do right now to improve your relationship is simply be cognizant and purposefully, intentionally, reframe your speech to use the words we, us, and our. When you do, you will notice a shift. Your partner will respond to that. They'll hear themselves included in your ideas, your feelings, your wishes, the way you're framing it is it says we're a team. We are one. And this is very important, particularly now. So look, here's what you should do. Start to incorporate a lot these words, we, us, our. When you do, you will notice your partner responding. They may not even know why, but somehow this will be music to their ears. Even if they're not quite aware of it, it will have an effect. It's a simple tip, it gets good results, and have a nice effect. You should try it. So I thank you for joining me on Love Bonds Podcast. If you found that it helped, I'd be very appreciative of an iTunes review. Simply use your cell phone to go down to Love Bonds on iTunes, tap on the podcast image, scroll down to ratings and reviews, and leave a review. and be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.